This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW1116. I like what's in the air. People are talking more and more about Jesus Christ. It's amazing. God had to become one of us. He had to. But even when he did become a man, really, he never stopped being God. Amazing. There are two reasons, really, why God had to become a man. One is, he knew that that was the only way he could really get to know us, get to understand us. Once a Buddhist was having a hard time understanding why God had to become a man. He was a foreign exchange student visiting America, and the family he was staying with had repeatedly tried to explain the reason why God had to become a man. One day, though, the boy stepped out of the back door of the farmhouse where he was staying and saw one of the farmhands on a tractor in the field plowing the ground. Well, the boy casually walked across the yard, past the barn, to the edge of the field where the man was plowing. The boy looked down and saw a rather large ant hill, seemingly right in the way of the tractor making its rows coming toward it. Well, the boy, coming from his own background, from a foreign country, had been raised to believe that all animal and insect life, even, was sacred, and none of it was to be destroyed. Well, he ran to the anthill, and in a frantic to tell them the danger coming their way, that tractor, how would he do it? And it dawned on him. He couldn't speak these ants' language. He hadn't been born an ant. God became a man in order to communicate with us. It's just like what a poor woman in London said to a man a few years ago. The man was visiting some people in her poor neighborhood, and she told him, "You say you care for us and are anxious about us, but it's a very easy thing for you, coming from your clean, quiet home." Then she asked, "Why don't you come and bring your family and live in this place? Expose yourself to all our problems, and then lift us up." Well, she had a point, didn't she? It's one thing to visit someone and tell him that you want to help him, but it's another thing to show him by moving into his neighborhood, to become like he is, to live like he does. It's only when you can do that can you communicate with him. I mean, really, communicate. Well, that's what Jesus, God in the flesh, did when he became like we are. Quite frankly, just knowing he cared enough to want to do all that is good news. But there's another reason, really, why God had to become a man. And this second reason is far more important. God had to become a man in order to span the gap between us and God. That is, we needed a bridge built between us and God so that we could cross over to Him. You see, whenever you and I rebelled against God, and the Bible says that we've all lied or cheated or whatever, when that happened, we were separated from God. Now, that gap needs to be bridged. And a bridge is useless unless it touches both shores. I mean, can you imagine driving on a bridge that goes only halfway across a river and then just stops? A bridge is useless unless it touches both shores. Jesus is God and man, touching both shores, making it possible for us humans to cross over to God. Jesus, the God-man, is the bridge over troubled waters. Jesus is God who became a man to fight our battle for us, paying our penalty, and giving us safe passage home. Hey, thank God for Jesus.
The message you have just heard was by the Church of Christ in Prosperity.